Computer and video game retailers and developers are in Los Angeles for the Electronic Entertainment Expo. As industry professionals pack the annual trade show to test hundreds of new games, Washington is poised to become the first state to outlaw the sale of violent video games to minors. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
If legislators and game manufacturers really want to duke it out, they could come here to the main floor of E3.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Comes to your PC! Transform your PC into a dear old battlefield!
Although there are games here based on the Harry Potter books and the kids' movie Finding Nemo, most of the noise is from games with weapons. Among this year's titles, there's Counter-Strike, Desert Storm 2, Elite Force 2, Tomb Raider, Roadkill, and The Suffering, an action horror game.
Inmate, back in your cell. Everything's under control.
You're a prison inmate, and you're going to break out of this maximum security prison that's kind of gone to hell, basically.
Corey Hudson-Jones is senior marketing manager of Midway Games, which produces The Suffering.
You can blow away a guard, for instance, or you can have them help you, and you help them to escape, too. And depending on how you play the game is the type of ending that you get.
Well, the game probably won't end up in the hands of anyone under 17 in Washington State. A bill awaiting the governor's signature fines retailers $500 for selling or renting games to minors in which the goal is to kill or maim a law enforcement official. State Representative Mary Lou Dickerson sponsored the Washington State legislation. She says among the games that's gotten a lot of attention from lawmakers is Grand Theft Auto. In 2002, two different versions of this game were ranked number one and number two in sales.
That's a game where the player can have sex with a prostitute and then brutally murder her, getting points for doing that.
Okay, you proved your point. Now get lost.
These games are interactive. People get points for playing them. They're a form of operant conditioning. They are not movies in that regard, where someone sits passively by and watches them.
In passing the bill, Washington lawmakers cited research that links violent video games and aggressive behavior in some children. But this is an argument that the game industry has been fighting for years over what constitutes about 14% of its market. Doug Lowenstein is president of the Interactive Digital Software Association, the Game Industry Trade Association.
There are studies out there that would suggest there's a problem, but they're hardly the unanimous view.
Lowenstein agrees that minors shouldn't play games like Grand Theft Auto. That's why the industry has a rating system. M is for adults only.
You know, we can talk all you want about regulation, but if we don't focus on how we ensure that parents make wise choices for their kids, we can't do this by law.
But the rating system isn't keeping teens away from M-rated games. In an undercover shopper survey done in 2000, the Federal Trade Commission sent minors between the ages of 13 and 16 into stores without an adult. 85% of the time, they were able to purchase M-rated games. That's why Southern California Congressman Joe Baca is sponsoring federal legislation to ban the sale of these games to minors.
If someone is looking to make their mortgage payment, make their employee payment, they're going to have to sell, which means if a child comes in there, they're going to sell, and that's the problem. There is no self-regulated enforcement that is there.
But if the goal is to keep kids away from violent video games, then legislators may have to do more than crack down on retailers. Some teenagers outside a game store in Los Angeles, like 15-year-olds Sean and William, say when they think they want to buy an M-rated game, they bring someone like their grandfather along.
Can you buy the M-rated games when you're by yourself?
No. I don't think so.
No.
16-year-old Samuel says his mother buys them for him.
She doesn't mind because they're just games.
Lawmakers admit that part of their task is educating parents, but they still believe that the law should make it more difficult for minors to get violent and sexual video games, just like it does with pornography. The governor of Washington is expected to sign the violent video game bill by early next week. The game industry is expected to challenge the law in court on First Amendment grounds. Laura Seidel, NPR News.